minutes and counting. We're getting very close to that point. The launch operations director, Paul Donnelly, will be in charge until the rocket ignites and rocks past the support tower. At that point, then, the Mission Control Center in Houston takes over. Is that right, Babu?
Correct,
John. We've been getting some briefings on this. Mr. Donnelly himself mentioned this yesterday.
This is about the power of mass control coming up on the 3-minute mark in the count. Several seconds on this time. Mark, 3 minutes and counting. 3-3, we will now continue. Our astronauts in the spacecraft having just completed some final checks of the guidance and navigation system. 2 minutes 50 seconds coming up shortly on the automatic sequencer. The astronaut approval advisory system is now set up this time to keep people who have around complex ready to advise. 2 minutes 45 seconds and counting. It appears that the automatic sequencer is in at this time. 2 minutes 2 minutes and 30 seconds. At this point, the various tanks in the two stages of start on one vehicle are starting to pressurize. We pressurize these tanks with helium. Pressurize, of course, to the various compounds into the engine chambers for the proper ignition. The S1B first stage fuel tank is pressurized. The second stage liquid oxygen tank pressurizing at this time. Now coming up in the 2-minute mark. 2 minutes and counting. 2 minus 2. Smith reports now on the communication surfaces. Everybody monitoring the various consoles and watching the various parameters to ensure everything is okay. 2 minutes 1 hour 1 minute 43 seconds and counting. We are still proceeding. Astronauts standing by our window spacecraft as we come up on the 90-second mark on our countdown. T-minus 90 seconds and counting. T-minus 90. We have conditioned the liquid oxygen in the face carrier to the side of launch vehicle. All tanks in the two stages now pressurizing. Most of the work in the tunnel, several minutes concerning the launch vehicle directed by the test conductor, Don Carlson. 1 minute, 10 seconds and counting. We still have all of the time. Coming up on 1 minute, 1 T-minus 60 seconds and counting. We are going for Apollo 7 at this time. King will continue to talk right until now. 2 minutes 50 seconds, the vehicle now pressurized, and the vehicle is going as is the spacecraft at this time. Coming up on the 40-second mark, 2 minutes 40 seconds and counting. T-minus 40. All reports look good from here in the Black House. All aspects of the mission go. T-minus 30 seconds and counting. Look for the ignition of those 8 engines in the first stage at the 3-second mark in the countdown. T-minus 21 seconds and we have completed our power transfer. The Saturn 1B launch vehicle, now weighs 1.3 million pounds, is ready to go. Coming up on the 10-second mark. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
1 minute
control of the continuous blast away. The phone is lengthening now, but we can still hold under the thin upper atmosphere.
He's getting into it, and he says we're up to thrust on the second stage.
Second stage continuing to burn, and we see it pulling away from that.
The thrust is okay at 2 minutes 40 seconds.
That's beautiful. Second stage, liquid oxygen, liquid hydrogen.
Has come to you from the United States.